Let's take a look at it. High blood pressure. High blood pressure is caused by one of three things. It's either a calcium deficiency, you have clogged arteries in the kidneys, or you're way overweight. This is what an artery looks like. This is a muscle layer in the middle of the artery. This muscle needs calcium in order to contract and propagate a contraction impulse along it. If you don't have calcium, this mechanism gets upset, the vessel loses its tone, and your blood pressure spikes. Type 2 diabetes. Walter Mertz, 1957, there's Walter. He eliminated it in mice with chromium supplementation, eliminated it. Oh, but that was mice. His FG Gigi boy, he was an Indian medical doctor. He eliminated type 2 diabetes in coma patients by applying Mertz's treatments. He gave coma patients chromium and vanadium, and their type 2 diabetes went away, and they were in a coma. Medical doctors said it didn't work because it was placebo, right? Now, let's look at this. 90% of all Americans are deficient in chromium. This is the United States Department of Agriculture. Type 2 diabetes is caused by a chromium deficiency. If 90% of all Americans are deficient in chromium, this is why type 2 diabetes is on the rise. It's a simple nutritional deficiency disease. But one diabetic patient treated for 5 years will profit an insulin prescribing MD $47,000. And over the course of that patient's lifetime, approximately $376,000 from not curing the disease, from managing it, from not taking care of it. So that's why it persists. Because medical doctors can make way more money from managing type 2 diabetes than they can from giving a nutritional supplement that will promote and stimulate the healthy function of the human body and potentially eliminate the illness. It's criminal. It is absolute criminal behavior that anyone in the United States has type 2 diabetes for more than 3 months. There ought to be a law, but it's big money. This is how diabetes works. Here's a human cell. This is the cell wall. This is the inside of the cell. This is where everything happens. Sugar has to get from the bloodstream inside the cell. It does that by insulin landing on receptors on the cell wall. And when insulin lands on the receptor on the cell wall, the inside of the receptor sends a signal to another receptor on the cell wall that accepts glucose, and it opens it up. It's like ringing the front door bell and the kitchen door opening to let, you know, all the supplies in, okay? If you don't have vanadium and chromium, this message can't get translated. So, or the insulin can't bind, one or the other. So you get insulin piling up and glucose piling up, all because this message can't get communicated to the cell that the kitchen door is locked. The only reason the kitchen door is locked is because you didn't have enough vanadium and you didn't have enough chromium, so that door don't open. It's not because you need more insulin, and that's what medical doctors do. They give more insulin, which piles up in the bloodstream and creates such a pressure that it kicks the door down, and a little bit of sugar goes in. The side effects that people get from type 2 diabetes or even primary diabetes are not because of the blood sugar, but because of the insulin. It's the insulin that causes your legs to fall off and your eyes to go blind. It's not the blood sugar, it's the treatment.